hoping that, you know, when they get a little older, that they can all play on the U.S. World Junior team. And that's pretty much where they get most of their players. There's a few guys that play major junior hockey also. So, but looking at the roster, I think they've got 29 players that go to a camp, and they pick 23 for their team. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see who they pick.
Do you feel that that development program down there is worth the money that they're putting in there right now?
That's a good question. Yeah, well, it depends how you measure success and your return on your investment, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So having said that, I know their teams have been very successful at all the under-18 and all the under-17 tournaments they've played in. I think they've had very good success at the World Junior team also. You know, they've had a couple of years that maybe are down years. But overall, I think it's really helped, the image and the visibility for USA Hockey, and mm-hmm. and feeding right into the Olympics, which US has done fairly well recently. So, having said that, I think anyway, when you start measuring in that way, I think it's been a huge success.
Obviously, it must have been a great advantage for Michigan to have them in the same area there. I mean, they're obviously watching
the 2 mile recruiting trip.
Yeah,
had to make.
The expense account went down quite a bit.
It is and it is, and you know what we found. I found there, maybe Coach Berenson or Coach Bowers and Wiseman could say something different, but I just felt, the Michigan kids that were in the program always seemed to want to go to the Michigan schools, and the Eastern kids seemed to always go back east, and the Minnesota kids always would go Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota.
It wasn't
so
pulling guys
I don't
any,
think it,
really
maybe the odd player. You know, I remember we got Eric Nystrom, who now plays for the Nashville Predators. He was from Long Island, New York. But we happened to get Eric, and I think one of the reasons was because he was there and saw it and had a chance to come over and watch games and that. So the odd player you get, but for the most part, I think kids always have an idea even before they get to that program. And a lot of them are committed before they get to the
program
where they're going to go.
Yeah. All right. That starts pretty soon, right, Coach? I mean,
tryout camp, I think, is 17th. They have to report, and then they have a couple exhibition games, I think, on the 21st, 23rd, somewhere in there. Then the tournament starts usually the day after Christmas, the 26th, yes.
Yeah, I think the U.S. plays Finland the first day. So.
Do they? So it'll be good.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Coach is going to answer some questions when we come back. It's part of the Mel Pearson Show. Get your questions in. It's DJ@TheMix93.com. It's DJ@TheMix93.com.
The countdown for Christmas has begun, and the University Images and the Campus Bookstore are ready with the 12 Days of Christmas sale. Take up to 50% off select Michigan Tech merchandise each day from December 8th through the 20th. Something different will be featured each day. For the daily special and hours, visit their Facebook page at Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and click on like. Remember, the public is always welcome. The 12 Days of Christmas sale on now at University Images and the Campus Bookstore on the Michigan Tech campus.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seemed to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
Welcome to the Mel Pearson Show. Excuse me. Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Questions are coming in. Let's get to some of our questions right now with Coach Pearson. And our first question today, Coach, is and we kind of talked about this a little bit, but I guess we can elaborate more. Is Duluth as good as Mankato?
Is Duluth as well? You know, that's a good question. They played two games earlier this year and split. So Mankato won, Minnesota State won in Duluth, and then Duluth went down there the next night and beat them. So I think they're a better team right now. Minnesota State's got a very good team, but I just think Duluth has a, you know, when you look at their lineup, just the speed, the quickness all through their lineup. And, you know, but having said that, you're splitting hairs. They're two very, very good teams.
Depends what night you get them on.
I think that's a big thing, depending what night you get them on and when you see them. And but, boy, they're both good. And, you know, we found out how good Minnesota State was firsthand up here. So we're going to have our hands full. I mean, Duluth's going to be every bit as good as Minnesota State was, and we're going to have to be ready to
Duluth
play.
Duluth always seems to play so well in our building, too.
Oh, they love coming in here.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
really do. I can't believe Scott Sandlin wouldn't want to play here four times a year. So, but, you know, like I said, these are good games. You want these teams. I mean, when you look at our non-conference schedule, you know, we had Michigan. You got Minnesota, Duluth. Obviously, we play Michigan at the GLI, and then you know possibly
State.
And then we're playing Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's usually you know a strong team. They're having a little bit of trouble right now, but that's the kind of non-conference schedule you want. You want to play those teams. Like I said, it only makes you better. It brings the best out in you. I think our team plays, you know, up to the competition we're playing, and hopefully we'll see that this weekend with Duluth coming in.
Five, potentially six Big Ten opponents this game this
year. Yeah, which is good, and yeah. You know they need games, and like I said, it's I've talked to Michigan about coming back up here, and they're very receptive to it, so that's great, you know, and we have to play down there again in a couple of years, and hopefully they'll come back up after that, so it's good. Scheduling's continuing, ongoing. It's a moving target. We're always trying to get different teams, but we also want good teams and teams that play the right way, play with that high pace that, you know, we want to see that good hockey.
And we go to East Lansing next year, correct?
We do. We go down and return the games to Michigan State next year when they came up here last year. So
that'd be early in the season again?
You know, I want to say November, right before, the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Deer hunting opening, I think, whatever, is like the 15th, somewhere in there.
Sure. Next question for Coach is, when can Dane Burks start to practice with the team?
Yeah, Dane Burks, you know, unfortunately couldn't practice with the team this year. I had to do everything out on his own, you know, and come out after our guys got done skating and, you know, worked with our strength and conditioning coach, Tyler Shalas. So Dane will be able to start skating after Christmas. So once, you know, we've got to get a final answer from the NCAA what that date is.
Okay.
And I believe it's once his grades get posted that he'll be available to practice. So he will not be able to play at this point the second half, but at least he'll be involved with our team day in and day out. And you know, and good for Dane. I mean, he's really done a great job. I mean, staying positive and working hard and getting stronger and whatnot. So you know, and I really appreciate what he's done, and it'd be easy just to take off, but he values the education. He really enjoys being here, and, you know, he's going to be a heck of a player.
Does he, is he allowed now to be with the team off the ice for weight training and everything, or no?
No, we keep them separated.
Okay.
So,
he's,
you know,
not in,
we just, you know, there's, you know, when they say practice, you know, we take it as just anything that's team oriented. So,
wow.
He can't travel, can't do anything, you know, he's been, you know, he's around the rink and he's up there watching practice, and he's usually working out when we're out on the ice. So, and then he comes out after us. So, but he's been on the ice and he's doing a good job. I know he's looking forward to getting home here for the Christmas a little bit and then getting back, and he's going to be so excited. I mean, I know he just, it seems like so long ago now that, you know, at the time it seemed like, oh, it's going to be forever. But now
yeah.
It's all gone, you know, it's gone quick, and he's anxious to get out with our team.
Do you think he'll step in and like next year and,
yes.
and play?
Yes, he is good. He is. Yeah. He skates. He's got good range. You know, shoots a puck well. Got good hockey IQ. I mean, he is the real deal. And, you know, it won't happen soon enough. But, yes, he'll be able to step in and play right away.
Somebody's emailing in, Coach, saying that it's Red Berenson's birthday today. And
yes, it is. You know how old he is, Dirk?
73.
Oh boy, he looks good, but he's actually 75 today.
75. Okay.
Yep.
The question is, when you have to pick someone to serve a penalty, can you select the backup goaltender?
Well, I think this question stemming from the incident in at Marquette on Saturday night. Yeah, they had a player, I think it was Baker, take a major pandemic.